and it stole me to my soul. Stole me just like a jelly roll.
I can't believe it. I really can't believe it. Everything they say about kids these days is true. Lazy, unreliable, good for long layouts.
Jimmy, calm down. What's going on?
He's singing for Friday. The chap pulled out some booze excuse about his grandmother having a coronary in Port-au-Prince.
Sounds like his family needs him.
Sounds like he's nursing a hangover.
Sure, what can we do but trust him? That's what Jesus said, isn't it?
He also said never give a young fella an old fella's job. He's a carpenter down the day.
What do you want, Jimmy?
You on stage on Friday night.
Ah, Jimmy. I'm over the hill. I have to worry about the van now.
How about the young fella of yours, Geordie?
Georgie.
Is he really singing?
Georgie's in college.
Oh, he's a load of rat. Sure, none but dressed up scientists, lawyers and doctors. No more than my left arse cheek.
He works in the van most weekends. Well, he did.
Do you trust him?
He's my son. I trust him with my life.
And your chips should be no problem. I need you on that stage. We've a couple hundred people coming after the game, and I can't get some second-rate Mumford and Sons impersonator. They'd be killed.
Listen, Jimmy, I'll ask him. If he's free, then maybe.
You chip man Morrison and swings in to save the day.
Jimmy, I said I'll ask.
I know you're an horrible man, Tony. I've been saved by Christ himself. I'll see you Friday.
Jesus Christ, what am I getting myself into? Next!
Can I get a deep-fried girl on Jackie Wilson loves a curry chip, please?
Georgie, get us a battered burger and a curry chip, would you?
Dad, it's me, Shanna.
Where's your brother?
Relax, he's got some really important schoolwork to do, so I said I'd cover him.
Alright. Right. And what schoolwork is this again?
Welcome to forgiveness. Heart alchemy yoga is to release our pasts and let love flow through our bodies again.
Just do the yoga. Don't look at her. Don't look at her. God, I looked at her. Does she even recognize me? Have we ever even spoken before? I think I gave her a pencil that one time. Why did I have a pencil? That's so weird. I look like I'm about 12. Just focus on the yoga. Try and look cool. Oh no. Oh no. Don't fart. Please don't fart.
We will begin with the child's pose today. So spread out your knees and push back with your hips.
Don't push back. It'll come out. It'll come out.
Hey, do I know you?
Oh God, we're doing it. Oh God, we're doing it. Maybe it'll be silent. Hang on. Okay. Yep. No, here we go. Maybe.
Aren't you in my nutrition class?
There's no way she can't smell that. I'm in a nutrition class.
It's definitely mine. You're always at the back.
Oh yeah, and you're always up the front.
You calling me a nerd?
If the shoe fits.
Now push your knees upwards, raising your elbows into a downward dog.
I'm doing it. I think I'm doing it. Does this look right to you?
It's wrong. Pull your hips back more.
Jesus, wish I hadn't had all those pints last night. I'm definitely... what was that word? Dehydrated? You're pretty good at this.
Yeah, you're getting there. Is this your first time?
Of course not. I'm basically an expert.
Lift your left heel, then your right. Alternate. Drop down into a plank position.
Oh my God. Cramp. Oh.
Are you okay?
No, cramp.
For real?
Yes, for real. I'm not faking it.
Here, let me stretch it.
No, wait. She's touching me. Be cool. Don't make any sudden twitching movements.
How's that?
Better. Thanks. Ask her out, you idiot. Say, hey, I really like you and I stare at you all the time. No, that's creepy. Don't say that. Be honest. Tell her you're an idiot. A creep. A creepy idiot. Wait, no. Lie. Lie immediately. One of my bros just opened up this sick wheatgrass juice bar down the Tannock. Fancy going up to juice up after this sesh?
I'm kinda busy.
Okay, sorry.
But I'll see you in class tomorrow, right? You've that presentation, don't you?
No, I'm on next week.
I'm pretty sure we're on the same time. K and G, right?
B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. It's groups of six, right?
Yes, and this is week 2.
Oh no. Oh, yeah. The presentation, yeah, it should be great.
Are you really nervous?
No, I am totally prepared.
Oh, We'll see.
Ah, I hope you're ready to have your mind blown.
Mr. Confident.
Look in her eyes. Don't look away. Don't look scared.
That's me.
Well, I look forward to it.
Yep, me too.
And it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like a jelly roll.
Dad, you should be an X Factor or something.
I got an offer today, actually.
No way. What?
Well, Jimmy needs someone to cover in the Empire, so he's offered me my first comeback gig in Belfast.
Amazing. This is so huge. Congratulations. Are you going to do it?
I don't know. The football match is on, so it means I couldn't close the shop with you.
Just ask Georgie. I'm sure he'd be happy to do it.
Whenever he arrives home. Well, speak of the devil, what kept you so long?
Scoot ran late.
Your dinner's on the table.
Chips again? Is he trying to poison me? Not hungry.
Well, not hungry. What about a cup of tea then? I bought you them herbals you like.
God, he's pathetic. Not now, Dad. I need to study. I have a presentation. It's worth 50% of the module. If I fail it, I'm as good as dead.
I have something important to ask you first.
Can it wait?
Listen here, Georgie Morrison. This is my house, and if I ask you to listen, you'll listen.
Dad, I don't have time.
You had time to go out drinking with your mates all weekend.
It was Joke's birthday.
No more excuses, Georgie Morrison. You need a bit of hard work.
I'm in college 4 days a week.
Well, when I was your age, I worked an 8-day week.
Yeah, and quit school at 14.
That's beside the point.
Well, maybe that's why you think it's okay to feed us chips and battered burgers every night. Maybe because you don't know heart disease kills 74,000 people in Belfast every year.
Oh, well, Jimmy Oliver, we should get you on that show, The Chase. You'd look good in that wee box, answering all those questions, finally get a bit of money out of you.
I'll be in my room.
Now, hang on a second.
Dad, he's gone.
I wish he would just listen.
You can't talk to him like that. You know what he is.
God, I hate it when you're right.
The heart is the most important organ in the body. What about the brain? Or even the pancreas? Can you live without a pancreas? I probably could. Stupid pancreas.
What? I'm working in here.
There's someone here that wants to speak to you. It's Billy the Chicken Wing. All right, wee lad. Do you ever hear the one about the three-legged chicken from Ballymena?
Dad, I'm doing serious work in here. Let me be.
Well, look, listen. I'm sorry for kicking off on you, but it's just... I really need you to work the van this weekend.
No, get Shanna to do it.
No, there's a match. So we're moving the van down to Sandy Row. I'm expecting a big crowd. A big drunk crowd with plenty of loose change in their pockets.
Dad, I was kind of hoping...
Stop, Georgie. I don't get out much since your ma left, and it's... I really need this, son. I wouldn't ask if I didn't.
Oh, God, he's opening up to me. Make it stop, make it stop. Fine, Dad, whatever. Now go.
Thanks, lad. And how's the work?
Who knew hearts could be so confusing?
Well, you know your old man has the heart of a lion.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah, and a lifetime ban from the zoo.
That man is a living pancreas. The heart is the most important organ in the body. Why does that still sound wrong? The heart is the... The heart is the most important organ in the body. In Northern Ireland, 1 in 8 men and more than 1 in 13 women die from coronary heart disease. Is Kitty even watching me? Accounting for almost 1,700 deaths per year, an average of 5 deaths per day. By way of comparison, approximately 3,500 people were murdered during the 30 years of the Troubles, and over 51,000 died from coronary heart disease in that same period. Is she asleep? Her eyes are closed. There is a war on. A war on our... coronary arteries. Nothing. She didn't even twitch. She is asleep. And that's why I propose a campus-wide ban on trans fats. Screw you, Dad.
Thank you, Mr. Morrison, for that inspirational presentation. We will be having a special event tonight about nutrition and the environment. This will be at 7 o'clock sharp in the PFC with a very special American guest lecturer from Harvard University. Yes, Harvard. So turn up, please.
That was so great. Well done.
Oh, yeah? Which bit?
The bit at the beginning. The bit about the heart. So true.
What about the puppetry? I worked really hard on that.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing, too.
You were asleep, weren't you?
No. My eyes are tired. I was just resting my eyes, okay?
There were no puppets.
Shocking.
You seem pretty wrecked. What's going on?
The twins. They wouldn't go to bed last night.
I didn't know you had kids.
They're not mine, you idiot.
Phew. Are you coming to the meeting after?
That's the last thing I need.
Well, we could go for a pint after, or a glass of vino if you prefer to unwind.
I'm supposed to babysit again tonight. And what about your wheatgrass smoothie diet?
Screw the wheatgrass smoothie. You fell asleep during my presentation. You totally owe me one.
I guess, but it's just me and Mum. They're kids.
We all gotta grow up sometime. You know I'm right. You need a break.
How do you know that?
It's not the first time I've seen you fall asleep in class.
Why? Were you looking at me?
Nutrition's boring. I can't just pay attention all the time.
Are you daydreaming about me? Well, I never...
Look, give me a break, Katie. Look, just come to the meeting.
I do need a night off. I'll see if I can find a sitter.
She said yes, we're going on a date.
But Georgie...
Yes?
This isn't a date.
Oh, of course not. Why would I think that? Oh, this is so a date. What do you wear on a date? Should I go shopping? Do I need to work out? What about work? Oh, no. Do you think we could maybe do this on Saturday night instead?
Friday's best. I need to convince Mum it's for school or there's no way she'll let me off babysitting. Is everything okay?
It is. It's going to be. I just had to pull a few strings and beg for a few favours. If I ask, she'll do it. But what if Dad finds out and I get in trouble? How though? Shanna's tougher than I am, and smarter too. And realistically, a shop with Katie doesn't come around too often. Never, in fact. Shanna, Bobana! Shania, my sister!
What?
What are you up to?
Designing a new menu for the van.
Good luck getting Dad to agree to that. He laughed at my sweet potato fries idea for a full 3 weeks. What'd you come up with?
Katy Perry's California Curly Fries, Beyoncé's If I Were a Battered Sausage, and Lady Gaga's Pizza Face.
Solid ideas.
You hate them, don't you?
No, I don't, honest. It's just all Dad cares about is Van Morrison. He probably doesn't even know who Lady Gaga is.
Yeah. Mum was always better at that stuff.
Any word?
Text last week. Said she would call, but...
I've been too busy.
Yeah. I get it.
I wish Dad would just let her come back and stop being such an asshole.
I get it.
She's sick of his shit routine. Like everybody else. Making up the rules, not following the rules. He gets to go singing and all we have to do is work. It's bullshit.
Yeah. I guess so. Why are you in here again?
I need a favour.
No. No more favours.
Is that in like a no, but of course I'll help you out?
That's a no. I'm done helping you out with your stupid ideas.
Shanna, I'm becoming a UFC fighter. I need you to cover the chip shop. Shanna, I've been quarantined for bird flu and I need the weekend off. Shanna, I met Shakira and Filthy, so we're going for a pint.
To be fair, I thought that one was true. I was just very pissed. But I only need you to close up tonight and then I'll do your weekend straight for a month, I promise.
Where have I heard that one before?
Honestly, I promise this time. I have a date.
A date?
Yes, and I really like her.
I'd like to help you out, but I've never closed up before.
That's a piece of piss. It would mean you could work on your own in future. Maybe Dad would let you have that menu.
Well, show me how.
Of course I will. And I'll stay till the last possible minute.
And if I get stuck, you'll come back.
Obviously.
But you actually have to.
What?
Don't do it, Mum.
I would never. Scout's honour.
You weren't even in the Scouts.
I'll pick up the phone, I promise, honestly.
Fine, fine, okay. Deal.
Was that a bad idea? I feel like I've done something awful. Telling some sort of... No, that wasn't a lie. I was just presenting a possibility and she's the one who accepted. Like a contract. Like hiring an employee. Moving up the ranks. Simple economics, sink or swim. Shanna's a big girl. She can handle it. She can.
What?
You want a Chinese tonight?
I want to go out.
Stop. Stop.
But I never get to go out. This isn't fair.
Oh, not you. Malcolm has the toilet brush again.
Oh, not the toilet brush. Can you just come down? Mom!
What is it?
Mom, the toilet brush is dripping.
Oh, here, Malcolm, hold this.
I want to go to a lecture tonight.
Well, I have got a hot date.
Have you spoken to Dad?
I don't need his permission. I am a free woman and I can do as I like.
I mean, can he babysit?
Oh, he's probably out destroying somebody else's life.
What about Gran?
I don't think she can handle the boy. She hasn't been well. They've replaced her heart medicine with Tic Tacs, I think. She's almost dead.
They've been so good lately.
They've been crawling the walls, really? They need a sugar-free diet.
No, really, they've been so... behaved.
What are you up to?
What do you mean?
You think I wasn't your age and up to stuff once? I know a rat when I can smell one.
There might be a boy at the lecture I want to go to, I suppose.
Why don't you bring him over, babysit?
You think I want to bring him over to see this mess on a first date?
Well, no. What do his folks do?
I don't... Well, it's kind of what I want to find out, actually. I want to get to know him.
So are you excited? Do you think this could really be something?
I don't know. How will I know if I don't try?
Youth is wasted on the young.
Mom, please. You were my age once. You get it.
Your father took me to a dive bar on our first date. I should have guessed then.
What are you doing?
Seeing if your grandmother is alive.
Super.
Make sure he's not broke like your father.
No, 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 no.
It's just a lot of keys.
It's easy. This key opens the register, and this one locks the shutters.
Why is there like a million of them?
What do I look like? The key master. They're Dad's. Once you lock up, put the money in the bag and take it to the night deposit.
Isn't the night deposit the one on the corner of Chase Avenue?
Just don't let anyone see you leave and you'll be fine.
But the swag bag with the pound signs on it.
I told Dad to get a more low-key one. Just hide it up your top.
Georgie, look, I really don't know if I can do this.
Call me if you're worried about anything. I'll be 5 minutes away the whole time. Dad will be so proud of you when we tell him you did this by yourself, right?
I suppose. Okay.
That's the one. Right. I gotta run. Keep hold of it. I'll be here if you need me.
Georgie!
Excuse me.
Oh, I knew this was gonna happen. Hi, hello, what can I get you?
Right, if we're all present, we can now begin.
Sorry I'm late. Hey, Katie, what's up?
Do you smell chips?
I walked past the chipper, it must be that. The speech is starting.
When's the last time you told a lie? And when's the last time you were caught for telling a lie? Maybe you've been getting away with it for longer than you ever thought possible, just like we all have with the environment.
Where do you want to go after this? I was thinking the pub.
And growing as a species at all costs.
There's live music on in the Empire, I think. I want to go to that.
Why does she want to go to that? The Empire's so expensive and I'm totally broke. Whoa!
Unless you're afraid of a bit of a sing-song.
Are you kidding? I'm a real songbird.
Really?
No.
This
girl is really weird. We should go.
So you'll come?
How much is a pint there?
It's okay. I've just been paid.
The Empire it is.
Now?
What, right now?
Yeah, fuck it, let's go. This is weird.
One, two.
When will we take the consequences seriously? When will we stop our reckless ways? I hope by then, for all our sakes, it's not too late.
IDs at the ready, please, folks.
Who knew this place to be so packed?
I hope I don't run into my dad.
Why would he be here?
He drinks. Haven't seen him in a while.
On a school night?
Divorce. And a messy one.
How's your mum?
She's gone back to school to find herself.
Sounds complicated.
Families always are. What do your parents do?
Dad's in the entertainment industry for a long time, but he didn't make it. And Mum was a travel agent.
Was?
Is. But the internet ruined that job. She still travels, I suppose. More than she should, probably.
Oh, I love to travel.
Yeah?
Tell me more about your folks. Have you any siblings?
Only one. One sister. Wee sister.
Oh, hi, wee.
Come straight through, folks.
What do you want to drink?
You all right?
Oh, grand. Two tequilas, please.
Jesus, we're really going for it tonight then, huh?
Anything for you?
Wow, Georgie, calm down. Get me a G&T with a dash of lime, will you?
We'll have such a perfect view of the stage from here. Front and centre, it looks like a band, or maybe a singer might be on.
I'm glad we did this, Georgie.
Yeah, me too.
I better put mine on silent as well.
Come on. Which one is it? There's a million of them and they all look the same. Squarehead, roundhead. Oh, it was a roundhead one, wasn't it?
Yeah. We got some service in here, love. Haven't got all day.
Sorry, we're closed.
I can see in there, you know.
No, sorry, we're not serving anymore. We're closed. Yes. Yes, perfect.
Sounds like a lot of money here. Where are you going with all that?
I'm sorry, I'm locking up now.
Step back, love, and we'll do it for you.
Get out, you can't be in here.
So you're in here all alone? Just you, on your own.
My brother's on his way back right now.
You better be quick, yeah.
You can't be in here.
You shouldn't be in here all alone.
I told you, my brother's on his way back.
Just give me the bag.
No.
Give me it.
No, so please, stop.
It was pure chance when I saw you in the yoga.
Honestly?
Well, maybe I knew you went there, but what's wrong with a young man wanting to invest in his health?
And stare at pretty girls doing stretches.
Part of the job. We should go together next time. You can give me more tips.
Yeah, you need them.
So that wasn't a no then?
I guess not.
Why is she looking at me like that? Is it dusty in here? What's that thing she's doing with her eyelashes? It's almost like she wants me to kiss her. Is this a signal?
Tonight is a very special evening of the Empire, folks. Coming out of retirement for one night only, all the way from the Firfield of South Belfast, the deep-fried mystic himself.
Oh, shit.
Chip Van Morrison! Chip Van Morrison!
Where is he? Has anyone seen him?
Thought you put that on silent.
Oh my god, kiss her, kiss her, just go. Go and pretend you left early, maybe Dad won't mind. Maybe you just got cold feet and got scared. But Shanna could be in trouble.
Aren't you going to answer that?
I'm afraid Chip Van Morrison has just cancelled, unfortunately, to a family emergency. Georgie Morrison? Is that you? Where's your dad? Cat got your tongue?
What's he talking about?
I have to go.
What's going on?
Katie, I'm so sorry.
Oh, what's wrong?
I'm sorry.
She says there was more than one of them.
Can't she identify them?
Not right now. Look, it's okay, love. The important thing is you're all right. It's okay, pet. Look, you don't have to say anything.
Okay, Mr. Morrison. We'll be in touch as soon as we have any more information.
Fine.
Shanna. What happened?
What do you think happened?
Are you okay?
No thanks to you.
Did you do what I told you to do?
Don't you blame her.
I'm sorry, Georgie.
I blame your mother, Georgie Morrison.
What?
You abandoned your sister. She could have been killed.
I didn't know, all right?
You knew only too well.
What do I know? What do I know about anything? You won't tell us where she is. Mum...
This isn't the time for all of that.
Oh, is she even coming back?
I don't have to explain myself to you, all right?
Yes, you do. You always did. But you never. You just... Just do this, do that.
Your mother isn't coming back, okay?
Katie?
Wow. I don't need this in my life.
Katie, come back. I'm sorry. Come back.
Who's that? Let her go, Georgie. Let her go.
No, I have to go after her.
Come on now,
son. No,
Georgie, listen to Dad. You've done enough tonight, okay?
Let's go home. Shanna, you go to bed, love, and get some rest. Georgie, come in here. Do you have something you want to say to me?
I don't want to be in the family business. I want my own business. I want my own family, my own house, not yours.
You think this is how you get all that? Lying? Not taking responsibility?
You want to talk? I want a life away from all this mess.
Georgie, we have to accept that your mum's not coming back. I want you to have your own life. But the way you are, you'll make a mess of it.
Yeah, thanks for the vote of confidence, Dad.
You have brains to burn. More than I ever had, but brains aren't enough. I'll expect you to work in the van until the money is paid back, and after that, then you're free to...
What do you mean?
Well, you can go, you can do what you want. You don't ever have to see us again if you don't want to.
Of course I want to see yous.
Then prove it to us, Georgie. Stop being ashamed and maybe we can be a family.
So angry. And for what? Walking around on hot coals, hurting the ones I love? It's gotten me nowhere. I haven't convinced anyone of my... lies. They're lies. It's all been nothing but lies. Dad. Where is she? Really?
Down south. She's got a new husband. She's got a new family. And she's not coming back, Georgie. It's all right. Come here, son.
We're about to close.
Georgie?
Oh, hey.
How's your sister?
She's fine.
Why did you lie to me? I don't understand. We could have just gone out another time.
Don't lie. Just don't lie. Even if you don't know, just don't lie to her. I don't know, really. I was scared, I guess.
Scared of what?
That you wouldn't like me.
That I wouldn't like you.
I'm the son of a chipper. I'm not a nutritionist. I suck at yoga, and I've never even had a wheatgrass smoothie. What even is wheatgrass? Is it wheat or is it grass? I'm so confused.
Georgie, I'd just prefer if you were... yourself.
Yeah, me too. For what it's worth, I'm sorry I lied to you and ruined our first date.
Apology accepted.
Can we start over?
I don't see why not.
Well then, welcome to the Chip Van Morrison. My name is Georgie. I'll be your grill and songbird today. What can I do for?
I'll have one mayonnaise like this, please, sir.
When it's not always raining, there'll be mayonnaise like this.
Quite the songbird.
When there's no one complaining, there'll be mayonnaise like this. When everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch.
Well, my mama told me, there'll be days like this. One, you don't need to worry, there'll be days like this. When the one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this.
Mayonnaise Like This by Mahan McCann. Georgie was played by Thomas Finnegan, Tony by Jared McCabe, Katie was Susan Davey, and Katie's mum was Kathy Brennan. Shanna was played by Megan McGarry, Jimmy was Peter Gilroy. Other parts played by Colma Keating, Anishka Rajasegaran, and Mahan McCann. The play was produced by Maisie Linford and Anishka Rajasegaran. The directors were Michael J. Daly and Holly Yates. Story editor was Colma Keating, and sound engineer and editing by Zhuzheng Wang for Queen's University MA Page to Stage, module taught by Tim Lowe.
Well, that's nobody's business. Well, it's you, woman. Well, my mama told me. There'll be days